This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto held a limited meeting with a number of ministers at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday to discuss preparations for building a giant seawall along the north coast of Java Island. Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya said on Tuesday. He said the giant seawall initiative is part of the government's effort to protect coastal areas that are vulnerable to the impacts of climate change and rising sea levels. Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin has asked Indonesians to remain alert against COVID-19, though its transmission in Indonesia is relatively under control, with the positivity rate below 1%. He said in Bandung, West Java on Tuesday, the current trend in infections is driven by sub-variants that are not considered to be deadly. He emphasized the importance of implementing health protocols, such as wearing masks and washing hands, especially in an environment that shows increasing respiratory cases. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Falling in love, falling in love, and who told you? bisa lagi kau genggam tanganku, berdebar-debar jantungku.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu, walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja, tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu, walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, kuatlah diriku bah. Selamanya diriku bahagia. Walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya, jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia. Walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya, jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia. Walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya, jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia. Walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Yang kedua, yang kedua, bahagia, bahagia selamanya.
VOI listener, family is the most precious treasure, they said in a not-so-old song in Indonesia. But today, does the family stay the same precious treasure? Rahmat Hidayat, a sociologist from Jakarta State University, said, unfortunately, there is a grievous challenge faced by families today.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, they look frustration, depression, stress, and on the other side, it's very extreme. They try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? Because they don't have friends, they don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, their. They have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy. They have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man. But they can talk with mom because the parents, they're working every day. They arrive in home at night. And the children already sleep in the morning. The parent, they already go to the office. It's complicated situation in the modern family, So it's, as I call this, is very dangerous situation for the modern family.
You can listen more to this on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
mesmerizing getaway. A holy sanctuary. A captivating culture. Sublimely sacred, yet also excitingly profane. The ultimate paradise. A luxurious escapade. Here you have some of the hippest spots on the planet. Release your inhibitions for an adventure of a lifetime. Whether you fancy the beach or golf, just love food served exotically. Or adrenaline rushes. Enjoy oases of tranquility. Where pampering is art perfected. Mysteriously festive. Tourism with its own history. Branded hospitality. The ultimate travel destination and more. Bali. Wonderful.
Indonesia. Mendapatkannya karena dia berikan aku
juga. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi. Kau ganggu, biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu takkan mungkin mendapatkannya, karena dia berikan aku pertanda juga. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi. Dia untukku, dia milikku. Biarlah nanti, biarlah saja. Biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu
quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft, for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Kasihku, manisku, sayangku. Kau kasihku, manisku, sayangku.
Kau membuatku debat di dada. Awal pertama jumpa, lembut manis tatapanmu. Ingin rasanya kau datang padaku dan tanya apa mahuku. Ku ingin kau milikku. Manis senyummu membuatku terbayang. Di dada awal pertama jumpa. Lembut manis tetes panmu. Manis senyummu membuatku terbayang. bersama kau menjadi milikku. Kan ku peluk selalu, tak akan ku lepas oh kasihku. Oh, walau badai datang, bumi pun bergoyang, kau tetap milikku oh kasihku.
I almost dropped out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmers' children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Jiglab village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo saung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Sebagian besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Jigalab but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Henny, who was born into a farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Henny to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Inggrisnya apa? Ipin. Biru bahasa Inggrisnya. Kenceng banget.
Children of farmers in Jiglab village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Henny for making her child smarter.
Dia ada perubahan, dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar. Dia semakin
My child
belajar.
Is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read. No numbers and no letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Henny to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers, but also by the volunteers and youth in Jiglab village. Every week, Henny does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencak silat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Dah, sekarang kaki kanan di mana? Kaki kanan ini. Pegang. Mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu. Lagi. Mundur kanannya. Satu. Tah, gini, tah. Yuk, siap lagi. Siap.
Now Henny, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided 5 villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Jiglab, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, Since 2014, Henny has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di Perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class, and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers Movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Henny. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health programs are done.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Last day we are study about present tense.
Jadi kami programnya itu. So besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets and drill a well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and dogs. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
People are very thankful for the assistance given by Henny. Anwar, a Tigla villager whose house was almost collapsed, now has a proper house that accommodates 11 children and grandchildren, thanks to Henny.
Saya juga merasa terharu ya, merasa berterima kasih betul sama Bu Henny karena telah apa namanya?
I really thank Henny for helping me and my children who now can go back to school. When I was sick, Henny even knew it. She always monitors my children and I. Thank God. My grandchildren can live here. Oh God, I'm really grateful that someone still cares about me. The various programs that Henny runs were self-funded at first. The fiction writer with a pen name Jaladara often writes about her activities in the social media. From there, she gets many donors.
Beberapa donatur kadang, oh mbak maaf ya bulan ini nggak bisa, tapi kita ke anak-anak.
The donor sometimes say, sorry I cannot give a donation this month, but we still give the donation to the children. Sometimes we cover it. If the test is coming, we have to pay. We have to handle it by ourselves. One day we had to pay the test fees for the children, but we only had 145,000 rupiah in our account. At the same time, we had a class at home and we had to pay the electricity. So we paid 100,000 for the electricity and there was 45,000 left in our ATM account. On the other hand, it was still middle of the month. But thanks to God Almighty, there is always a way out.
The dry land is restless. The leaves are sentinels for the fate of the farmers. Born as the child of farmers, Henny moved from one village to another to and live in the dreams of the farmers' children.
Kita berharap dengan pendidikan anak-anak bisa.
We hope that the children can get a better education. We invite children to dream and pursue the dream as well as have a hope. It is the hope that can make them pursue a better future.
Wants to be a doctor so I can help my mother.
Kalau kau sakit kusuh. Dokter yang hebat mengajar di dalam kelas
pengen jadi guru.
Wants to be a teacher. I hope I can realize my dreams. I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud, and I don't want to cause problems for them.
Cita-cita.
Mungkin kalau anak petani jadi petani.
It is common that children of farmers become farmers. Children of the poor become poor. But we want to change it, so children of farmers can become successful people in whatever they choose to do.
Taking you back in 2010 with an Indonesian top-notch male singer, Afghan, Wajahmu Mengalihkan Duniaku, or Your Face Distracts My World. Listen. listener, now we have another good news. Now it comes from Jakarta Provincial Government, the capital city of Indonesia, that has set aside funds to build sports facilities that meet international standards and can be used for domestic as well as international events. Head of Jakarta Youth and Sports Office, Andriansyah, conveyed the government's readiness to provide real benefits such as sports facilities if a sports discipline records extraordinary achievements, particularly by exceeding the medal target at national events. According to him, swimming was the first sport to be given special attention after the Jakarta team won a record 23 gold medals at POMNAS 2024, surpassing the two-decade record of 21 golds. He assured that in response to this achievement, an international standard swimming pool would be built next year. This is a form of serious support from the regional government for athlete development. And later, the sports facilities can also be utilized by athletes who are participating in regional training camps, including athletes with disabilities. And Jakarta is also looking at archery next. The sport will be contested at POMNAS for the first time this year, with 21 athletes in the fray. He informed that if the archery team shows achievements and emerges as the overall champion, the provincial government will look for an impressive and more representative training site.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Oh, hey. Kau tahu sejak pertama bertemu, terbayang senyum indah di matamu. Kau berikan tatapan cinta untukku. Jatuh cinta, ku jatuh cinta. Rindu terasa mengancam dadaku saat kau selalu hadir di mimpiku. Hati jiwaku selalu memanggilmu kasihku. Ku cinta kau, ku cinta kau. Hanya kamu di hatiku. Takkan pernah kan terganti sampai kau jadi milikku. Mengancam dadaku saat kau selalu hadir di mimpiku. Hati jiwaku selalu memanggilmu. Oh kasihku, ku cinta kau, ku cinta kau. Hanya kamu di hatiku. Takkan pernah kan terganti sampai kau jadi milikku. Karena jiwa ini, raga ini memanggil namamu. Kau tahu sejak pertama bertemu, ku jatuh cinta.
you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital Application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk game. In this game, the players will pull the rotan until it breaks, which is accompanied by music from Java. The lyrics, the rotan has broken the ends of the two bakudapa, or when the rotan has broken, the two tips of the rotan must meet, means that although sometimes they have to compete, they all stay united. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled Hela Rotan by Tania. Happy listening!